This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about some of the treatments for bipolar disorder. Now remember, bipolar disorder is a condition whereby someone's mood and habits can swing from one pole to the next. On one pole, there is depression. On the other pole, there is mania, which is a period of heightened activity, risk-taking, and poor choices that can lead to severe consequences. Over a lifetime, bipolar disorder affects about 1 to 3% of the population worldwide. Bipolar disorder begins around the age of 18 to 20 years and affects men and women equally. Though bipolar disorder is not the most common psychological illness, when recognized, this condition does require treatment. Now, bipolar disorder is treated differently than major depressive disorder. While the exact cause of bipolar disorder is not known, there are thoughts that this condition results from a change in brain function. There are decreased connections to a section of the brain called the amygdala, which is involved in experiencing emotions. Whereas mild major depressive disorder can be treated with therapy alone, bipolar disorder generally requires the use of a medication to stabilize someone's mood. The key is to use a medication that stabilizes one pole without switching to the symptoms of another pole. In other words, it is our goal to treat the symptoms of mania without causing major depression. When mania is present, medications such as lithium, carbamazepine, valproate, aripiprazole, or quetiapine can be used. The decision for which medication to use can be complex. Therefore, it is important to speak with your doctor about any questions regarding bipolar disorder and which medications are best. Importantly, all those with bipolar disorder should receive therapy. Therapy helps provide education about the illness, recognize early symptoms, and develop a response plan when episodes of mania or major depression arise. Therapy can help with self-reflection and assist with adopting daily routines and being physically active. Therapy sessions are also a great time to reinforce the avoidance of activities that destabilize someone's mood, such as alcohol, cannabis, or other drugs of abuse. In all, bipolar disorder is a serious condition that should not be underestimated or go unrecognized. The cornerstone of treatment for bipolar disorder is medications. This is because the cause of this condition is thought to be related to a change in brain structure. The goal of treatment is to stabilize someone's mood. Therapy has a very important part to play in the treatment of bipolar disorder as well. Remember what 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 tells us. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. It is always important to let the Word of God keep you grounded and stable. Bad company, harmful relationships, and drug use can fuel the fire of bipolar disorder. Do not be fooled. You need good people, good relationships, and the guidance of God to keep your character decent and to make sure your steps are in order. Thank you for listening to our episode on treatment of bipolar disorder. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.